What's up, everyone, and welcome to your favorite tokusatsu podcast. It is Don't Lie, I've Seen Your Diary. I was gonna say journal. And mine, the Tokusatsu World Tour. And I'm here with my co-conductor, as always, the Captain Gavan, to my Sherivan, Jem from Pronghorn Heroes.
What's going on, everyone? I thought I was going to be Lily this week, but...
It was that close. I'm going to be honest. I changed it last second.
I really like that you switched it up to Gavan. That's really cool. What's going on, everyone? It's always good to be here.
Jem, how's your week going?
It has been going amazing. I've been feeling very good. I've kind of been on like a cloud nine these last couple days. For one, the channel hit 3K recently, so we're very excited about that. Thank you so much for helping us reach 3,000 subscribers. TikTok has been going up as well, but like those numbers are like unreal to me. Like I don't even believe them, honestly. So we have a couple things coming. So I've been working on that, like a little merch situation. I don't know. Maybe. But so things have been going on over here, which are very exciting. I don't know. I'm excited for the future. So yeah, what have you been up to this week, man?
You always tease stuff on here and then never announce it and just do it.
You teased
the Ren video maybe 10 times on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was just out. And I'm like, oh, there it is.
I love to work in silence, and I only like to tease stuff when I have it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like when I actively have the thing. So like I only started teasing that Ren video when I knew I had something to actually put out eventually. So if that says anything, maybe we'll see some stuff soon. But yeah, man, I love being a little tease, honestly.
All right. If you're not going to announce it, I will. Pronghorn Heroes Body Pillows. You heard it here first on the Tokusatsu World Tour.
Obviously, gem size only. I'm the biggest teddy bear.
Just wraps around you.
Yeah, it's like a Snorlax, but better.
If you guys didn't know, we're watching... I didn't even say how my week is, but I'm going to plug a couple things real quick. Space Sheriff or Cop Sheravan today, or we watched it. We're reviewing it today, and that's because y'all voted on it. We did two choices this week, which we plan to do once a month at least. Going forward in the future, and you guys had the choice. I still think I'm gonna watch Dream Guardian because that looks really good. So you guys had the choice between Dream Guardian and Space Cop Sheravan. If you want to vote for the next one, you can head over to Toku World Tour on Twitter. Follow there. We will post all the updates for the podcast, all the guest hosts coming up, which there is a lot of. One big one we have to announce at the end of this stream, as well as just some of us just being like, hey, look at this fun video one of us made.
Yeah. And also, feel free to, if you want to make sure that one show wins in one of the votes, go to our YouTube channels and subscribe because we also have polls over there.
Yeah, just completely swing the votes one way. As much as I, the first time we did this, we did, I believe it was National Kid and
Pentaton.
I was going to say Poitrine. Pentaton. Yeah. And those were two that we put up there because we thought it'd be really funny. The problem is we had no fun watching that. So
it was almost like a nightmare. But it's okay, you know, that's the past.
So we agreed that like going forward all the choices will be things that we're actually excited for and that you guys can get excited for as well.
I think the more fun it is for everybody else, the more fun it is for us.
And I think today is one of those things where we definitely will have fun talking about it.
I definitely think so. I kind of enjoyed it more than Gavan, if that's a tease of what's to come from me.
More than Gavan.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Yeah. No, I did. I liked it more than Gavan.
Okay. We'll get into it in a second. Sweet. I want to say real quick, what's up to everyone in the chat. Danny Devine says, review the OG Power Rangers movie. It's good.
That's good, honestly. That's a good one.
Fun detour.
That would be. that's available officially, too. So.
Yeah. Go for it.
I was going to say, maybe if we can get a fellow actor or ranger from said movie, that would be really cool too.
Who would be your dream actor to review the Power Rangers movie?
Aside from like the ranger team, I would love if like Jason Narvi could come through and talk about the movie, or, you know, like Pauly Schreier. I think talking to Bulker Skull about that type of stuff, I think is always like another cool perspective to get. But if we're talking like ranger team, I feel like it's Johnny Young Bosch for me. Like, I would love to talk to him for a solid hour. That'd be amazing.
If it's not Johnny Young Bosch for me, it's Ivan Ooze. Like, I don't know what that dude's doing or where he is right now.
Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah, that's a great choice. That's a great
choice. I'm not sure if I was looking this up yesterday. I'm not sure if Barbara Goodson plays Rita in the movie. But she plays Rita in a lot of the English footage and everything. Did you know that Barbara Goodson is the voice of Son Goku in Dragon Ball?
No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's so sick.
She does a ton of voice acting work. And I was just scrolling down because she's in a new movie called Bell that I really want to see. And she's Son Goku, like Goku when he was a kid in all the Dragon Ball show and films.
That's awesome. That's
crazy.
No, I didn't know that. And I mean, I loved Dragon Ball Z when I was a kid and like Dragon Ball, so.
Yeah, me too. I know people in the chat did too. They were talking about it.
hey, actually, let me pull up the chat. How's the chat doing?
Chat's doing good. We're talking about Ivan Ooze. We're talking about the first Black Ranger. We're talking about Pepperjack Cheese. What's up, Doctor? How's it going?
Hey, yo, Pepperjack Cheese.
Can your co-captain shoot laser beams from his eyes like Snorlax?
Yo, hold up.
Our audio listeners are missing this, but it was a fantastic display of it. You'll probably never see it if you're listening to it on the podcast services.
Yeah, our editor will definitely add it into the YouTube edit.
Yeah, post. Jeremy, please make us not liars.
Shout out to Jeremy.
But I didn't answer your question. My week's been good. It's been random editing videos, random hanging out with Charlie and stuff.
Heck yeah.
I don't remember what I did this weekend. I swear I did something on Saturday, but I can't for the life of me remember it. But other than that, just a normal week in my fun little bubble.
Heck yeah. How did that dinner go the other night when you asked me about that stuff?
Oh, cooking?
Yeah.
I had to throw the chicken was bad. I threw it all away.
No.
Yes.
Damn, we didn't even get to make it.
The chicken was bad. I took it out and I was like, "Yep, this is dead. This is that smell they were talking about. This is those colors they were talking about."
No. Oh, I'm so sorry. But we're going to try again soon, hopefully.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Hell yeah, dude. We're always rooting for you.
On the Tokusatsu side of things, where are you at with Zenkaiger and Revice?
I have not seen the most recent episode of Revice, so episode 19. Mm-hmm. The last thing that we saw, we got the tease for Hiromi being like 80 years old on the inside, and that really cool thing where Julio got that really cool upgrade. So we really liked that. We were touched by Julio's or Tamaki's story with their friend. That was really touching. As far as Zenkaiger, I'm behind. I haven't even seen Don Momo's debut. So I'm a little behind. We got to catch up. But we actually want to react to those episodes for the YouTube channel and then just go all the way until the end. But because of a few things here and there, whether it's family stuff or whatever else, we just haven't had the time. So as soon as we get to, I'm going to get back into Zenkaiger because we, as much as we like to like jab it for whatever reason or another, we really enjoy Zenkaiger as well.
Yeah, I think with Zenkaiger, you're kind of ahead of the game because I think these last kind of endgame episodes are going to watch better closer together, if that makes sense.
That's cool. Nice.
Yeah, they seem like they're meant to be binged a little more than the previous ones.
That's cool. I like that because I've been wanting that from Zenkaiger. So I think that'll be really cool to see afterwards.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to ask. There's something else. Are you ready to get into the rundown?
Yeah, we can get into the rundown. Absolutely. I was going to say something that isn't the rundown.
Oh, the other thing I was going to say is if you are here on stream, stay for after the podcast. I have a fun little game we're going to play with Jem that he does not know yet.
Yeah.
But the rundown today, we watched Uchukeiji Sharivan. Translated English as Space Sheriff Sharivan, is the second installment in Toei's Metal Hero series and aired on TV Asahi Network from the 4th of March of 1983 through the 24th of February of 1984. It has served as a direct sequel to its predecessor, which I did not know, by the way, Uchukeiji Gavan, and featured many of the same characters. For distribution purposes, Toei refers to this television series as Sharivan Space Guardian, or Space Cop Sharivan is where we watched it. And here's a little bit of plot to get into it, because if you just watch the first episode of Gavan and then the first episode of this, like myself, and I think Jem, you might have been a little bit confused early on in this episode. So just to preface it with, initially appearing in Gavan, Den Iga is attacked by a monster called Buffalo Doubler, a member of the crime organization, the Maku Empire. Den is seriously injured in the attack when he is found by Gavan, who takes him to the planet Bird for assistance. Quan, the leader of the Galactic Union, Union Patrol is impressed by Den's courage. Den returns in the final episode of Gavan, saving Gavan himself in his newly acquired form of Space Sheriff Sharivan.
Wow. So Sharivan debuted in the Gavan show.
In the last episode, yeah. Wow. In his form.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. No, I mean, like, I wasn't confused. I was just like, oh, I guess Gavan is in this as well. Like, I just thought he was going to be a little bit more involved. But it's cool to know that he was actually, like, they tied it in a little bit more.
He's very not involved in this episode too, right?
No, like, he's, like, barely in there.
Yeah.
Which makes me think, like, is that going to be a role for him this season to, like, barely be in there? Or is this just, like, first episode, hey, and then he's gone?
From what I've seen, him and Mimi are in this episode quite a bit.
Okay.
And Mimi is his version of Lily from the first episode of from his show.
Right, yeah. That's kind of the vibe I was getting, for sure.
I would not be surprised if most of their appearances are stock footage, because that's kind of what it felt like towards the end of this episode.
Oh, you think so?
To me, yeah. Just of like, oh, these are him saying things that he can say every single episode, and right. You can use the same shot every single time.
That's true. I didn't even think of that. I was kind of just excited that he was there. I was like, oh my God, Gavin's in here, because I just thought it was going to be, so separate from it, but they were actually tying it in. I wonder if that's the same thing with Scheider, which is like the blue guy.
Yeah, if it goes straight into one after another.
I think that would be really interesting.
Yeah. Jem, give me one word to explain this episode.
Hot.
Hot.
Dude, the red is so good looking.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, his first change, he's in that, like, fire. Like, it just gave me, like, very cool vibes. And I'm not one to lean towards, like, red suits. But, like, I was really digging this suit this week. So I might even rank it high later on.
What? Spoilers?
Yeah.
I'm going with action. Because we talked about it a little bit before we signed on, but I will talk about it here on the podcast. This whole episode just felt like zero story and all action. Just one big, and I think it's part of, I don't know if them being a year apart would help, but it almost felt like it was a cut and paste of a lot of the Gavan action.
Well, I was thinking the same thing when I was watching it. I was like, oh, this kind of feels like the first episode of Gavan. I feel like they're just trying to recreate it in what they now are able to do, because, like, I don't know, straight off the bat, like, in the intro, you get a lot of wire work.
Yeah.
Like, you see a lot of cool shots. So I was like, oh, this feels like an updated, like, Gavan. Like, I feel like they're able to do more now, even if it was just a year. Because, like, I feel like Gavan was really, like, I don't know, kind of, like, basic. Even though, like, I enjoyed it. This felt just like a level up.
Yeah. The wire work of him, like, coming down in the city at the beginning, I loved.
He
slowly comes down, and I was like, this is cool.
Yeah, the opening really got me. Like, it was one of my first notes that I love the opening visuals. All the shots that they used and stuff, I really dug it. The nighttime shots, I think, were really cool with the space sheriffs, because, you know, they have the, like, lights in their eyes, and, like, their suit has lights, and I think that's just a really cool touch.
That's one of the things that I think the space sheriffs have going for it. Like, I think I was attracted to them seeing the new generation stuff, because they're always in, like, darkness with just the lights on the visor, the lights on the chest. And I'm like, this looks, the sword lighting up, I was like, this looks so sick.
Right. No, I totally agree. And those new generation movies are really cool. I've seen them, like, a couple of years ago, but honestly, really cool movies. I'm glad to now come back to, like, the OGs and see what they're all about, because I didn't think I was going to like this episode as much as I ended up liking it.
Yeah, one of the older ones, like, we do every now and then, I feel like. Like, the old, we like to mix the older in with the newer, and sometimes it's like a big whiplash of, like, the Ultra Q episode to one of the newer things we would watch. But I think this one did really well. Like you said, it's crazy how far they came in a year of Gavan to this.
Also, what year did Jetman come out? And what year did this come out?
Jetman was 91.
Okay.
And this was 83 to 84.
Dude, okay, hold on. The visuals were way better in this show. Okay?
Because I was thinking about the Red Hawk's morph in Jetman and how, like, you know, like Jimmy was saying that he really liked that. And that was one of the parts that I really enjoyed as well. But that kind of like took me out because it looks so like clunky.
Yeah.
But this guy's change in the first episode where he's like in the fire thing that I mentioned before, like it looks pretty freaking dope.
The lasers is what got me. The lasers going around the satellite. I was like, okay, this looks sick as hell.
Yeah, I don't know. I really liked this change. And I was like, wait, when did this come out? Because I was like, if this is older than Jetman, then Jetman could have been way better. Like that first engine. That's all I'm going to say.
This was 6 years before Jetman.
Oh my gosh. Well, there you go, dude. I really liked what we got visually in this show.
What's up, OP in chat? Does anyone here watch Ryokendo or is it just me? I
Ooh.
Funny enough, I watched the first episode last night.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, no, I have been waiting to watch it because I feel like I do enjoy it. I've seen people on the internet, Twitter, YouTube talk about how it's a good show. So like, you know, and Taka from Kotetsu, he seems to enjoy Ryokendo. And I really, you know, respect his opinion. So I have to check it out, but I just haven't.
I will say this because I've been watching it. Big Kabuto vibes in the first episode.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, I feel that too with what people have said.
Yeah. Back to this. I think one of the biggest, we were talking about the difference between it and Jetman. I think one of the biggest strengths of this and Gavan is that it relies on toy work so much for its special effects.
Yeah,
You get that like early Star Wars feel almost.
Okay, yeah. Oh, I definitely got that. Because like not even like the visual like CGI work, but like the minis, like the wire work. Like there's a lot of cool aspects that are in this show that I think are implemented very well.
Yeah, I popped so hard when his spaceship turned into the mech.
And I was like, big robo.
Speaking of, let me just say that spaceship was probably the coolest toy to have as a kid.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It had so much inside of it. Like, it has the tank, it has the bike. And I was just like, this is amazing.
Yeah, literally when the robo was, like, transforming, I was like, oh, writing this down. This is so cool. It was really nice.
It was dope. He started shooting. One of the things I was laughing at is that for some reason he's a motorcycle tester. And I feel like that happens a lot in Toku.
I was going to say, Toei likes the motorcycles.
Yep, he also just crashes it.
I was going to say, like, that whole bat thing, kind of menacing, kind of scary. Like, I would have crashed too, shit, yep. Honestly.
Oh, just blew it up too.
I don't blame him. Like, when we get to, like, the lair, and you hear his voice, like, kind of scary, not going to lie.
Let's talk about the motto a little bit, the villains.
Let's do it. Are they phantasms? Is that what they were saying in the show?
They said the Phantasm World is what they like went where to.
Okay. And that's where they're fighting later on in the third act.
Yeah. From what I got, it made it sound like they're demons.
Okay. Yeah. I feel that. I honestly, what's his name? I got it right here.
Captain Guiler.
Yeah. 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 He honestly, right off the bat, Sophia was like, oh, look, it's Waluigi. And I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. It kind of does.
Zay, thank you for the hydrate.
Oh, cheers.
The trio of them, what is his name? Guiler, Dr. Poltar, and I don't have a name for the other one. I have Demon King Psycho, which is like just not subtle at all, Toei.
You got more than me, dude. I got Den Iga, Kenji Oba, and Guiler. LOL.
I got Den Iga and Kenji Oba.
Yeah, Guiler next to LOL.
I like that you didn't even write Gava. You're just Kenji Oba.
Hey, I gotta respect him.
They look like the most 80s like B movie action film villains ever.
Yeah, definitely. What was it? What's the name? Our first episode, Jiraiya.
Jiraiya,
like
yeah.
Big Jiraiya vibes with like those monsters that are just like, come on, you're not selling me with that.
It almost reminded me of we watched Jingle All the Way the other day. And the bad guy, Turbo Man's bad guy.
At the end, yeah.
Yeah. That's what Guiler reminded me of.
That's a great description. I did like the henchmen, though, like in the lair when they're just like,
oh, yeah.
Just like, yeah, I thought they looked cool. I didn't like how the bat thing like creates the monsters. Like, I thought it was a little choppy edit wise, but I think in theory it's cool. And again, it was pretty menacing.
I liked the monster that Gjuler sends after him at the end. I can't remember its name, but the thing he fought in the Phantasm Zone, I thought was a cool design.
Yeah.
With the like circular head and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
The Phantasm Zone, much like the Maka Zone is what it was called last time.
Yeah, it was right? The Maku Dimension.
Yeah, the Maku Dimension.
Yeah.
I like this one way more.
Way better.
Yeah.
Way better, honestly. And that's another reason why I was like, this kind of feels like episode one, but just like upped up a notch. Like they went even like bigger with it. Because for those of you that don't know, we talked about episode one of Gavan with Mr. Cooper 92. For those who don't know Vaughn. And like that episode, we talked about how that whole fight scene in that Maku dimension was pretty dang cool. But I feel like this show does it better. Like I feel like it's just like it feels cooler, it feels bigger in a way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the Gavan one, and we're gonna compare it a lot because, like I said, it's almost the same episode.
Yeah,
the Gavan one feels dark, like they're trying to hide things. If that makes sense, like wires and stuff. Whereas this one, the backgrounds are a lot lighter. They integrate the backgrounds into the fight a lot better. When he rolls into the snake's mouth and then fire comes out of the snake's mouth, I thought it was the coolest shit.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that there was that little like stair that he went up. You know, like in the middle of the dimension. I don't know, just things like that, just add another like layer to it all, you know, instead of just like fighting on like the ground. Like if you're going up like a thing, you're, you know, jumping off a thing, whatever, you know, I think that just adds.
Yeah, they definitely, like, you could tell they shot some on green screen, chroma keyed it out, and then they like did a little jump and then moved them all the way up the screen to like this top ledge and everything.
Yeah, which honestly was one of my things. I thought they did a lot of wire work in this episode, which I appreciated. Like you have wire work in suit, you had wire work out of suit when Den is like falling into like the pile of rubble and then gets in the fucking cage thing, you know, that whole situation. Like I thought that was really cool to see him just get lifted up. Just a lot of cool things I thought that they did with wires.
My favorite wire work of the episode is there's a gigantic explosion. And this could easily be the part where we compare it to Jetman the most, where he saves the kids and he's just flying in the explosion right before he henshins.
Yes, literally. Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier. I feel like that looks way cleaner than what we got in Jetman, you know? And it's years later. Like, come on. Sharivan got you guys beat. Sharivan's got it better.
I will say the suit in Sharivan helps, I feel like.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, absolutely.
It's that beautiful red. It's that beautiful chrome, like, bouncing off.
Really, really nice color, honestly. The chrome also, I don't know, like, you get those silver accents and, like, the black suit, like, underneath. Like, I just think it looks really nice.
So you think you're going to rate this one higher than Jetman, suit-wise?
What did I give Jetman? I gave it, like, a 9?
I think you gave it a 9, yeah.
I might rank it around there, if not a 9.5. We'll get there.
What else did you like about the episode?
Let's see. Let me check my notes real quick. Let's say we talked about that. Obviously Kenji Obo is really cool, the suit is dope, we talked about. You know what, I was gonna ask you, because of the cage trap situation, like, does that, like, because I know, like, you watch wrestling, you're also into wrestling and that whole situation, like, have you ever been in like a cage?
Have I ever been in a cage?
Yeah, for like a match. Like, has that or like, have you seen people get in a cage for a match at like a more like, you know, like smaller situation? Because I feel like that would be sick.
So indie wrestling, like the smaller, you know, your hometown stuff.
Yeah.
Most people used chain link fences.
Oh, and just
put the chain link fences up around the ring. Whereas like the bigger, like your WWEs, your AEWs are straight up, sometimes steel bars. They used to be steel bars a lot more. Now it's more of a, more of a constructed chain link fence to be like a cage.
That's cool.
So if you go to like your $5, $10 wrestling in your hometown, it's going to be just your aunt's cage from her backyard, your aunt's fence from their backyard, and they're just putting it up and holding it there.
Jesus Christ. That's pretty dope. But yeah, no, I mean, when I was watching this, I was like, man, like, I wonder what it would be like to be in a cage. And I was like, maybe Hawk knows what it's like to be in a cage.
Just a dog cage, just right there.
Yeah. What did you think about the Phantasm Castle? Because I thought it looked pretty cool.
It was dope. Like I said, everything that was like a toy, I think, came across really well on screen.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It is, I will say, it's probably easier to do it at nighttime in those, like,
yeah,
like it's easier to be a spaceship than it is a mech like in Zoo Ranger coming out of the ground, if that makes sense.
That's true.
So I think everything looked good like that because you can kind of hide its toyiness. But I always like the shots of the spaceship like coming over and everything. Those are all always super dope to me.
Heck yeah. What was up with the weird balloon thing in the whole episode?
Dude, showed up in their lair at first. And I was like, cool, they just have like a beach ball balloon in their lair.
They go balloon.
But then it showed up with the kids and I was really confused.
Yeah, when it came up with the kids, I was like, this is giving me big It vibes. What is going on? I don't need that again.
And it was like way too big of a balloon to just be like something normal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And it was a big white balloon. Fucking weird. Yep.
Ospine says, is it magic? I think it was like part of the demon thing, because the kids run into the demon right after that.
Yeah, which also...
Demon King Psycho.
Kids in danger? Boom, right on the bingo board.
Boom, check the Tokusatsu World Tour bingo box.
Because as soon as the kids showed up, Sophie and I were like, oh, there they are, kids.
Kids, gigantic explosion, got it.
Yes.
Gavin had this whole, like, club of kids, right?
Yeah, it was like a group.
Yeah, they were all like, hey, we're your homies, your team.
Yeah, which, honestly, kind of cool.
This was just a baseball team.
Oh, okay. They were a baseball team. I thought they were part of like the motorcycle thing.
No. This one, they were just like a baseball team.
Okay. Yeah. Cause I remember there were a couple kids that were around when like they introduced, what's his name? Gen.
Mm-hmm.
Den. Thank you. And I was like, oh, he has siblings, but they were like, nah, he's not even from here, dude. He's just chilling with everybody.
That is one of the things I like is that he is an Earthling.
Oh yeah.
That just got sent to Planet Bird. A lot of birds the last couple weeks in the Toku World Tour.
Definitely a lot of birds.
But I like that, and they explain it when they were explaining like his backstory. They were just like, hey, he was a park ranger from Earth that Gavan sent away. And I thought that was cool because Gavan, subconsciously, I didn't think it when I was watching Gavan, but when you watch shows and they're like, this alien, you're like, okay, so does he die? Does he like have that same... pain tolerant, like, are the stakes the same where it's like, hey, this is just an Earthling that becomes Cherivan.
Right. I honestly wish we had known that he debuted in Gavan, because I would have wanted to watch that.
Yeah, I would watch that episode.
To have a little bit more context, just like them meeting and stuff.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. I thought it was cool that Gavan is Captain Gavan in this one. Moving up,
that's
in
a good
the world.
Note. Yeah, that's a good note. I didn't really realize that, but yeah, that's a cool thing. Good for him, man.
Another thing that I liked is at the end when he does henshins and he has the big fight with like the 80s villain, he kind of gets worked for a little bit.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Yeah,
that's cool. I specifically, you mentioned the henshin. I really digged the henshin explanation that they do, that kind of like they did for Gavan.
Yeah,
like it's kind of one of my favorite things that they do for the space sheriffs, only because like that's what it should be for everybody, right? That it's just like instantaneous, but like we see it differently because we're the audience and we can, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Run it back for Gavan's Oracle. Gavan's was just his ship shooting it at him, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whereas this one was like his ship or the mothership shooting something at a satellite, it bouncing like 10 times, shooting at his ship and then shooting at him.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, they're just like, all right, so we're going to do what we did last year, but we're just going to.
Yeah. Just a little bit here.
We're going to make his beam thing just like jump off a bunch of things, do a whole big thing, and then it's going to come on top of them, and it's going to be better.
People are going to like it. It'll be sweet. We'll sell toys.
Yeah, it'll be sweet.
And then they got the sun kind of turned red behind him, and then the suit emerged, basically.
Yes. Honestly, when he does his whole, like, Space Sheriff, Sharivan, it just, the suit looks really dang good. I will not, again, I'm not really big on red suits like that, but like this one really stole the cake for me. I was really enjoying it. Like, I didn't want the episode to end. I was like, no, give me more of that suit, dude, keep going.
You keep saying you're not big on red suits. What's a red suit you would put down there in the ranks?
Down, like, suits I don't like that are red. Well, like, not a jab at the show, but like Aka Ninja's suit, I don't really appreciate from the Ninja. Mm-hmm. I don't like Boost Ghost, Tokon Boost.
Oh, Tokon Boost. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that suit. I'm so sorry to everybody that likes that suit.
I mean, Ghost is like a really good base form too. So
yes, exactly. I loved the orange, and like I just wanted to see more of that. But then they went to the red hole thing, and you know, I didn't really like that. But yeah, so there's like a couple ones that I don't really like. But then there's that rare red too, where I'm like, fuck, that looks so good. Like Type Speed looks really good. I love Type Speed. But again, Sharivan, just like a really sleek suit. And when he does his whole fucking roll call situation, I just really love seeing that suit in action like that.
What'd you think of Sharivan's civilian / space cop outfit?
I thought it gave me Gavan vibes, but mm-hmm. like, you know, with his own twist, because he's like red and not silver, you know?
Yeah, he had it for, I feel like he did. So he did the pose, he threw off his jacket, and all of a sudden he was in it. And then he went straight into his Metal Hero form.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I honestly couldn't, and Sophia mentioned this too, that like we couldn't tell what was a flashback and what was actually happening, because yeah. like, I don't know, they were kind of just like very quick with stuff. Like you were saying, we didn't really slow down and go into story. It was kind of like, oh, we're bouncing from this moment to this moment, and this guy's from the fucking space sheriff thing, and he knows Gavan, and then we're just like moving. That like, I feel like we didn't get to see him be a civilian. You know, we just mm-hmm. we just saw him be Sharivan.
Yeah, that's one of the things I disliked, was I feel like we moved so much. We moved so quickly. And then we got to the battle, and the battle yeah. lasted a little long, where I found myself, yeah. myself looking away from the screen a little too much. Because I'm just like, oh, they're just fighting. They're just fighting. Yeah. Like, there's not a ton of substance here. It's just what it is. Especially, we got two different dog fights that felt the same of him chasing in the spaceship, the other like three little spaceships.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like those two fights were almost the exact same until the actual big spaceship comes that he yeah. shoots down.
Yeah.
And it just felt like, hey, we could cut this and do something back on Earth or something like with those little kids that we saw for like 5 seconds.
Can I tell you, that's exactly, and people are going to hate me for this, that's exactly how I feel about the end of A New Hope. I'm just like, guys, do we really have to be doing this whole spaceship thing right now? Like, we could be doing something else. But I get that at the time, it was fucking amazing. However, like, just like I'm sure some people with Star Wars, I was just appreciating the visuals. I was just like, fuck, man, this looks so good. But at the same time, like I was telling you, I kept having to like rewind it for one reason or another, and like just having to rewatch some parts. I knew I missed out on some things, and I was like, wait, let me go back. And then just seeing everything was super cool. But this is one of those moments where I was like, this is big Star Wars vibes for sure.
If we're bashing Star Wars, I will say that I had that exact feeling, not in A New Hope, but in the middle one of the new trilogy. I forgot what it's called.
Oh, The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi is part 2?
Yeah.
So The Last Jedi, there is 3 different instances where they like run out of gas and then start chasing the 2 spaceships again. And I'm like, this is why are we doing this the whole movie?
Yeah. I'll agree with you there. Let's leave it at that.
Star Wars detour coming soon.
Diving into other things.
Was there anything else you didn't like about this episode?
Honestly, there wasn't a lot that I did dislike. Like, mm-hmm. I liked a lot of it. And that's why, like, I'm super, like, excited with it. Because, like, I did like a lot of the things that I saw. Like, I was very hyped to see the Henshin. Because I was wondering, because Gavan says Jochaku. So I was mm-hmm. wondering what Sharivan says. Because I had seen the New Generation ones, but I just didn't remember. And hearing him say Sekisha was, like, so cool. But I was like, wait, what did he say? I had to rewind it, like, 7 times. I was like, what did he say? But then finally hearing it, and then they explain it, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's dope. That's really cool. I just love how they have, like, their own thing. You know, how, like, all the common writers say Henshin. Yeah. I like that Sentai can have, like, different ranger calls or, like, morph calls. And this is the vibe that gave me. I was like, ooh, they have, like, different calls. And, like, imagine when they team up, you just hear all of them together next to each other. Like, I feel like it'd be so sick.
I've never seen the New Generation. How does it stack up to this?
Honestly, the New Generations are really good movies, and I would have watched them even if they were shows, like limited mm-hmm. shows, like
hour long, 8 episodes, whatever. Like, I really liked them. The vibe is really cool, and it actually ties into this world. Like, it's not even like a reboot. It's more of like a passing the torch kind of situation. So, like, it's really cool. Obviously, Kenji Goba comes back. My dude is always coming back. But it's really cool to see him as an old man passing the torch to, like, another Gavan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know there's a second Gavan. Looking this up, I knew there was a second Sharavan as well.
Yeah.
Wrath in the chat says, isn't there a Gavan Rider and Sentai movie? I know there's Space Squad.
There is that one too. There's Space Squad, which is versus Q Ranger, and then Space Squad versus Deca Ranger. But then there is there's the Metal Heroes versus Sentai versus Rider Superhero Tyson Zet. That one's pretty cool, I would say.
What'd you think of the opening song? We haven't talked about opening songs in a while, I feel like.
We haven't. That's why I brought it up the last week, because I was like, I haven't done this in a while, but Jetman's is so freaking good. To be honest,
it was in my head all week last week.
I don't remember the Sharivan opening.
It was one of those things that just has Sharivan a lot.
Okay, I just love the visuals. Again, I was just like captivated by like the work that they were doing. And again, the suit just stole my freaking heart. I don't know why. I might need a figure, dude. I'm gushing over it too much.
I feel like they're definitely out there. There's got to be a figure arts of it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure somebody would want an arm or a leg for that.
If we're going with money shots real quick, where would yours be?
I kind of have a few different ones. I'm trying not to go with like the finisher, because that finisher was such a hot shot of fucking like he's winding up or like the sword or whatever when he calls out the sword. I thought those were really cool. But I think I'm gonna have to go with like that opening shot where like he just like is a beam and then like just like slowly like glides onto the floor.
Yeah,
like that is like the one of the first shots, and that's why I would come back next week. I'd be like, man, this is good. Like, I want to see this opening, even if for the opening again next week, you know?
Yeah, it's like the savior ascending just onto the city. He just lands so softly that you're like, man, that dude's cool.
Yeah, like it's making me want to watch the 90s TMNT movie, the live action one, because like I just the nighttime vibe, like I just really like.
Yeah, mine would be the big when he's in during the dogfight when the big motto ship crashes.
Oh,
it's like on fire the whole time, and it's just slowly drifting down until it goes behind the mountain, and then the big explosion happens.
Yeah,
and just the like, that's a Toku thing. I love this.
Yeah, and honestly, like a lot of the mini work, like I've been praising the wire work, but a lot of the mini work was really cool, like the ground imploding or like buildings being on fire or like just a bunch of stuff that was like really cool. Like we didn't really talk much about like how in the beginning there was that one scene where that guy in the apartment was just like freaking the hell out.
Yeah, that's in my notes. When he gets pulled through the hallway, I thought that was sick.
Yeah, dude, just like seeing stuff like that, like I don't know, really made me appreciate like this episode a little bit more.
Yeah. What's up, Immortal Red Fox in the chat? How's it going?
Hey, man, what's going on?
One of the things that I think, and it's probably because we watch these in succession, we watch one a week, but the villain being lowered opacity in the sky, I feel like just happens every single one of these shows at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that, honestly. I feel like somebody could mention the villain group and I would just think about these guys because they could be like everyone's villain group. You know what I mean?
Yep. And they're just, we've talked about it before, but it's just not subtle. We haven't run into one that's like a subtle villain. It's always Demon King Psycho doesn't sound like a nice guy. Like,
yeah, like that's, I'm trying to think of like one of the other ones that we've heard throughout.
Evil.
Throughout one
of them was Evil. Do you remember?
Yeah.
What show was it? I don't remember, but I just remember the bad group was Evil and they're like, we think they're bad. And it's like, yeah, yeah, they are.
Of course they are. Fuck. Yeah, that's true. I love shit like that, but only because it's funny, not because it's like smart. Like you're not smart when you do that.
They're just like, all right, we got it. These are our Nazi allegory. They're going to be called Evil. And we're going to open with a shot of them marching in the streets.
Yes, that's what we're going to do. And we have to make sure that everybody knows it.
Yeah. Also, I think they should be wearing black. No other color.
Yes. Like, we have to make sure they're threatening.
Yeah, black and dark purple. That's our
Because a lot of the show is at night, and you can't see them coming.
You see the dude's face, but like not his mustache, because the hair's blocking and the mustache is blocking.
Yeah, that's true. He's literally like a reverse Batman.
Yeah. Watching this show made me want to watch Scheider, I feel like.
Mm. Yeah, no, it made me really want to watch Scheider, actually.
Yeah, I just want to see what synergy like follows through the whole time.
Yeah. What's the plan with Scheider though? Should we wait until the next season of Toku World Tour, or should we just be like, hey guys, when should we do it? Should we do it soon? Should we do it now?
We've got a couple weeks planned out at this point.
That's true. We have a couple weeks planned.
Yeah. We can say next week's right now, by the way.
Yeah, we definitely can.
Because you all asked for it so much, we are watching an episode of Legend Hero. Legend Hero episode 1.
Episode 1.
But it's actually not because you all asked for it. It was the number one thing asked for when we tweeted out, what do you want us to watch?
Yeah, people wanted it.
It's because our guest next week picked it. So next week here on the Tokusatsu World Tour, actually going to be starting a little late at 8:30 p.m. our time because he's not available till then. Markosatsu, now known as Marcos Houses, is going to be joining us here on the channel to talk about Legend Hero episode 1.
Yeah, Marcos got us watching Legend Heroes, and I'm pretty ready. I'm ready.
I feel like I'm going to watch more than one episode.
Okay, I'll watch 2, 3.
No, I just mean like I'm going to like it so much that I'm just going to probably let it run.
Just binge it.
Yeah, I've heard so many good things about it.
All right, so I'm going to binge the whole season before next week. Let's do it.
Let's go. Expect videos on both of our channels.
Start making content for Legend Heroes.
Yeah, we're Legend Hero tubers now. All right, moment of truth. Where are you rating this suit?
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, audio listeners. I'm feeling a 9.5 because I really dig it. I really like this suit. I am probably going to watch the Next Generation Sharivan movie tonight, if not watch episode 2 of Sharivan. If Sophia is down, or we're actually watching Flies right now, so maybe it'll have to wait. Which are also dope suits. Thank you. But yeah, I think I'm going to rank Sharivan a 9.5, and it's not getting a 10 only because like Decade has gotten a 10, and I think that suit is perfect. But I don't think Sharivan's is perfect. And I don't have a reason for that. I just think so. So 9.5 for me, man. What are you giving it?
Sharivan for me gets a 7.
I shouldn't have taken a sip.
I didn't expect you to like it this much. I kind of thought we were going to be towards the same place, but nice. I like Gavin's suit way more.
Ooh, nice.
And I don't like Sharivan's helmet. It's got a weird mouthpiece.
Oh, just,
I was
okay.
Like looking at it and like the mouth almost like it's concave. It comes in and it like almost looks like fangs. And I was like, man, I think it's just like Gavin's more.
That's cool, yeah.
To where when I look at Sharivan's, it's like, oh, this is a cool repaint. And then I was like, oh, no, this is a whole new suit. And I had to like really examine it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I can tell you this. I think I like Sharivan more than Scheider and Gavin. Mm-hmm. So Scheider will definitely rank a little lower than a 9.5.
You're just going to be like 2. Scheider gets a 2.
It's a 3.
Wrath in the chat says it's 3 out of 10.
Ooh, Sharivan? Nah, I'm sorry, man. We gotta give you a little time out.
Wrong answer.
No, just kidding, man. No, that's cool.
Any final thoughts on the episode?
I honestly, if anybody's trying to get into Metal Heroes, I would recommend this one first.
Really?
Only because I feel like maybe people nowadays are looking for like the big bombastic super cool thing that's going on, and like this kind of gives you that. It gives you that like boom 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 boom, and like maybe episode 2 or episode 3 you get the more story driven type stuff. But I think episode 1 does a good job in hooking you in and what could happen in the season. So I really really enjoyed it, and I can only speak of things this well when I like them. So you know.
Yeah, one of the dope things about Metal Heroes. Oh, Mortal Red Fox, thank you for the subscribe.
Hey!
One of the dope things about Metal Heroes is that there is so much variety in it, and there's something for everyone. Barring these first three series because they're all space. They're all space cop things.
Oh, you know, real quick, can I say that by Metal Heroes? I think I meant these first three. If you're going to start with one of these older ones, definitely start with this one. Because I think we've seen other Metal Heroes shows where I'm like, damn, this is really fucking good.
That's what I was going to say. I think Windspectre has been my favorite from what we've watched so far.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Definitely one of the better ones. I did mean like out of the older seasons. If you want to go back and watch the older Metal Heroes, I recommend Sharingan.
Yeah, if you're watching these three, I definitely recommend this one over Gavan. I think this is
nice.
Like cool. We talked about, like we talked about at the start of the podcast. I think this is the next step up of like, hey, we've been doing this for a year. Let's take it up a notch.
Yeah. And now, honestly, now we have something to gauge Scheider. Let's see if Scheider goes up or if it goes down.
It would be very interesting if Scheider just goes all the way down.
They're just like, hey, we kind of went off the rails with this one. He's just like, not what you expected.
Red Fox says Blue SWAT is dope. Y'all may dig that one. We watched Blue SWAT with Manny's picks, and we freaking loved it.
We freaking loved Blue SWAT. We noticed that we really like the shows that are a little bit more mature, and obviously don't have like that toy selling gimmick super in your face, because Blue SWAT does not have that.
She just pulls out a bazooka out of nowhere.
Yeah, so definitely a good recommendation. But yeah, we've seen it. It's good.
Yeah. Speaking of toys, one of the first, I feel like, Toku toys, outside of like your Power Rangers, your VR Troopers, this would be VR Troopers, but outside of your Beetleborgs and stuff, as a grown up, I saw was the Memorial Gavan sword.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is kind of the same sword that he runs with here.
Yeah. Definitely a similar vibe.
So sick.
It's so cool. I love those like light swords, laser swords, if you will. They're really cool.
Yeah, the finger thing.
Yeah, for the finisher, charge
got me so hyped. Ooh,
really cool. Yes, I heavily fuck with that.
I don't know much about Metal Heroes. I only know Gavan, and I feel like he's the most iconic. I would say he's sure the most iconic. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Maybe was that my word for that episode? I gave it something. I gave it like OG or something. So I agree with you there, Wrath.
Yeah, Gavan definitely set the bar for us.
Yes, it's like vanilla, which is the base, which is really freaking good. But I think Sharivan is like cookies and cream, baby. Like you added something else to it. Like you made the vanilla a little better, but vanilla's still freaking good. It's just a little different.
Yeah, and we talked about moving forward in the Metal Heroes franchise. It just keeps getting better and better. I don't think. Maybe Jiraiya, but I don't think there's really a Metal Heroes that I've disliked that much.
What was that one that was kind of boring? Jan Person did not really mess with that.
Oh, Jan Person, yeah.
Yeah, Jan Person wasn't like the most memorable. Like it was kind of like Windspectre, but not. So
Jan Person is the one when we did the detour where we rated everything we watched. We had to look up the synopsis for Jan Person because we forgot we watched it.
We literally have no idea what that show is about. I couldn't tell you what it is now. The robot or something.
Is that the one with the robots? Or is Windspectre the one with the robots?
Windspectre is the one with the robots, but Jan Person is a robot.
Oh, okay.
Like, they are in a person. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not watching an episode of Jan Person anytime soon, y'all.
Never, never. Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, like, final thoughts, just wrap it up. We basically said it all. I think this show is the next iteration of the Metal Heroes. Yeah. I think they, like I said, they up the game every single way. I would like to see if episode 2 goes into more story because I feel like it should. Nice. Episode 1, like I said, is just kind of nonstop action. Here's what we can do. But I don't really know if these shows kind of settle down at all and be like, hey, let's talk about story. Because I bring it up a lot. Back in the day, there was no Netflix. There was no YouTube. There was no way to go back and watch what part of these shows you missed. That's why everything's very kind of one episode or two episode arcs.
Yeah.
So with that said, I do think this is a very good show.
Yeah, I think it's a very good show. If I had to rank the episode or the show recommendation, I would rank it high. I would think, hey, watch it, please.
Yeah, if you're interested at all, and even in the Space Sheriffs, I think this is the one out of the two we've watched. This is the one you should watch.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah,
I concur.
you get everything from Gavan just with it turned up to 11.
Just like up a notch. And I think you deserve that, viewer or audio listener.
Yeah, whoever you are out there, you deserve that.
Yeah.
Maybe the weird vibes from Metal Hero Kabutak would be a great watch. I find it a huge parallel with Zenkaiger. We were talking about that during the... Did we do a Zenkaiger episode?
No, we didn't.
No, so it was the Robotech episode we were talking about it.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, we thought the same thing. We went into Robotech not expecting much and then being super hyped at their like fighter forms.
Honestly, yeah, like, why was that show good?
From everything we hear about that show, and here's a little behind baseball, that is the show when we started, the gem is like, I will rue the day we watch the show.
I was like, oh my freaking God, if we ever watch that show, I'm going to hate myself. And then we watched it and I was like, yo, why was that pretty good?
Yeah.
You know, like, why did I like that, actually?
Jem, where can people find you?
You can find me over at Pronghorn Heroes. And I highly recommend you just come to the YouTube channel because that's where I want to be 24/7. I just made this video about Ren from Kamen Rider Saber and how I think he's better than Toma, the main character. So why don't you go watch that? And you can hear me compare him and his traits to other food items, just like I did today with that whole vanilla and cookies and cream thing. And you can also find me on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, whether it's a tweet, funny little henshin on TikTok, or some weird Instagram post, you can come check out what I'm doing on the other social media accounts. But again, at Pronghorn Heroes on every social media account. And you can find me, Jem, every Wednesday with my guy, Hawkillies, at 9:30 p.m. Eastern for the Tokusatsu World Tour podcast.
Wrath, thank you for the hydrate. Cheers.
Cheers.
That's right. Right here at twitch.tv/Hawkillies every Wednesday. I'm streaming every Tuesday for Toku Tuesday night. And then on Thursdays, either here or the YouTube, youtube.com/Hawkillies. I'm trying to switch it up a little bit and go different places. Tomorrow night, I'm building a Kamen Rider Gaim helmet live on stream over on the YouTube. But next Wednesday, like I said, we will be a little later. It will be 8:30 p.m. Pacific time, talking Legend Hero Episode 1 with Marco Satsu. I put the YouTube link in the comments.
Boom.
For our audio listeners or our YouTube listeners, this is where the podcast is going to end.
Yes, please go follow the Twitter, and we love you guys so much.
Yes, also that.
And if you want to check out what we're doing post podcast, come hang out on the Twitch live stream.
Yeah, you got to be here to see it. We're trying to do more of these hangouts, like post shows hangouts.
Yeah. So if you want those types of hangouts, come out and hang out with us. But for now, we will see you in the next episode.
Have a good night. We'll see you next time.